The filmmaker Shirley Clarke loved jazz. It went so well with her offbeat, rough-around-the-edges independent films in the 50s and 60s about the underside of New York.
Summertime is such a fake. You think man is slow, and before you know it, it's over.
Like this one, The Cool World, shot in Harlem in 1964, a mix of documentary and drama with an almost accidental attitude.
Don't fool me. I know I gotta keep moving.
A couple of years before, Clarke had been a founder of the Filmmakers Cooperative, an association with its own manifesto against films that were false, polished, slick. The members vowing to make their own movies that were rough, unpolished, but alive. Shirley Clarke made some of those alive, unpolished films for sure. Her 1962 film, The Connection, based on the Jack Gelber play, was rough enough to be banned in the U.S. for language and nudity. It also made her famous for a while. It's a rule-breaking study in waiting. Junkies wait for their connection to arrive with a fix.
They just wait here, making me nervous.
Meanwhile, a squarish filmmaker within the film documents the action.
See, I've told you over and over again, I'm not interested in making a Hollywood picture.
Yeah, that's very nice.
We're going Hollywood.
No, come on. Now, will you stop that? Will you?
Shirley Clarke, born Shirley Brimberg in New York in 1919, seemed an unlikely candidate for radical experimental filmmaking, at least on the face of it. She was the daughter of a successful Polish immigrant with a booming manufacturing business, and she was a gifted dancer in her teens. When she switched to film, her first films were dance films. But when she hooked into her attraction for urban characters on the fringes, she began to get some attention, and she became part of the growing avant-garde and independent film scene for decades. Clarke's films are less known now, but they're coming back, courtesy of Project Shirley, Milestone Films' effort to restore and re-release them one by one.
Miss Shirley Clarke, Portrait of Jason. Roll one, sound one.
The most recent one they've tackled is the 1967 film Portrait of Jason.
My name is Jason Holliday.
With rough edges in evidence, as usual.
My name is Jason Holliday. My name is Aaron Payne.
It's an interview filmed over 12 hours with a gay African-American hustler, just ripe for self-revelation. Maybe. It's never clear how much is performance and fiction. And how much is true?
I remember once in San Francisco, I told Miles Davis, I said, my name is Jason, and Miles says, that ain't none of your name. But
John Cassavetes, who was inspired by her work, said that in Portrait of Jason, Shirley Clarke is a goddamn genius. In her mix of truth and fiction, doc and drama, art and grime, Clarke was incredibly modern. Later, when she switched from film to video, she returned to her favorite genre for inspiration.
Places like museums, hopefully.
She talked about it on a 1973 Guggenheim Museum WNYC radio show.
But if you think of jazz musicians, they have the ability to hear what they play and at the same time hear what other musicians are playing, and together they improvise against a pattern and make music. Now, what we have to develop and what I'm really concerning myself with is that ability with our bodies and our eyes and ears to do the same thing.
A true improviser's dream. That seems to be who she was right up to her death in 1997. A pioneering woman filmmaker, steeped in the jazz and grime and fringes of her time, but always, always looking ahead. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.